Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hari Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful silsila, Spiritual Cures. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to be giving you some Madani pearls that we get from Amir Ahl Sunnah, from the Madani Muzakara, and also some Madani pearls regarding illness as well, how we can deal with them, and what we should do when we are ill. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll have this in our program today as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings upon all of us, those who are ill. May Allah Ta'ala give them shifa. We're going to make a short dua at the end as well, inshallah azawajal. First of all, we have an Islamic brother, mashallah azawajal, who wanted a wazifa for child who is ill with flu. That is very common. You know, I was going to say that there's so many people who are ill at home, bichare, and they have flu. And inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to add that into our silsila as well, flu wazifa as well. And also Islam brother wants a ruhani ilaj for his mother who has depression. So inshallah azza wa jal, so we've got depression and that as well, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll try to give you the wazifa for both of them, inshallah azza wa jal. And also pyare Islam bhaiyo, a wazifa for halal income as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll get you that wazifa as well. Let me just start off with the question and answers that Mamid al-Sunnah gives in Madani Muzakara. If you do not watch Madani Muzakara, the Madani Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, believe me, Madani Muzakara is one of the best programs that is running on Madani channel and it is live every Saturday. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnah himself is on Madani Muzakara. May Allah Ta'ala give our Murshid a long life, a long and healthy life, so that he can keep on in, you know, giving us neki ki dawat, give us, passing these pearls of wisdom and knowledge to us as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah Ta'ala give a long life to all those who are preaching the deen of Islam as well. A question was asked from Amir al-Sunnah that about Tarawih, if someone observes a Sawm, any fasting, and does not perform Tarawih, will his Sawm be valid? And Amir al-Sunnah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he gave an answer that the obligation farz of Sawm will be fulfilled. However, Tarawih is sunnat muakkada, that the emphasized sunnat, and it should definitely be performed. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, and a lot of people, you know, I can't say a lot of people, but there are people who will keep the roza during the month of Ramadan, but when it comes to Tarawih, they either shy off or they're too tired because they've just come back from work. Remember, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Allah Ta'ala does not create us to work only. I know work is an important part of our life. It's a zarurat, it's a need for us. But that's not where our maqsad is. Our goal in life is not that we work and we build mansions, we have good cars. That is not our goal. You know, good luck to those that who have them. Yet, the main purpose of our creation, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, that the main purpose of our creation is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I have created the jinns and the humans for my worship. So the reason for our creation is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give barakat in the income of those people. But please, when it comes in the month of Ramadan, do not neglect your Tarawih, do not neglect your Salah. It's very, very important. Coming back to our question, the Islamic brother who had flu in Urdu is called Nazla, Zukam, وغيرها. Then there's a very beautiful Ruhani spiritual cure for that as well. ہر بار بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم کے ساتھ سورت فاتحہ 3 بار اول و آخر درود پاک پڑھ کر 3 روز تک روزانہ مریض پر دم کیجئے، نزلہ زکام سے نجات حاصل ہوگی۔ سو انشاءاللہ عزوجل ریسائٹ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اینڈ دین سورت الفاتحہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین، ریسائٹ دیٹ 3 times بیفور اینڈ آفٹر، 3 times درود پاک اینڈ دین بلو آن دا پیشنٹ، انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالی ول گیو ہم شفا۔ So there's a lot of people I've been to a lot of homes wherever you go there's a couple of people in their beds or struggling with zukam, with nazla. Is this viral virus that is going around? Don't be worried, inshallah azza wa jal. I had a mashwara with a doctor as well, and the doctor said that there's not much medicine that we can give, you need some rest as well, and then drink plenty of water. Water is a very, very beautiful blessing, ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So drink plenty of water, but don't think to yourself that it's all right, I'm going to stay at home, I'll get better. Treatment is also a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then with the medicine, alhamdulillah, try to do this ruhani alaj, spiritual cure. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa as well. Ji, Islami brother, wanted wazifa for barakat, then alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, barakat for maal. There's a very beautiful wazifa that whoever offers salah regularly should recite ya musabbibal asbab, ya musabbibal asbab, ya musabbibal asbab 500 times after salah of isha, bareheaded while standing in an open space below the sky. So once you offered your Isha Salah, then bareheaded, if you have the imamah or the topi, take that off, and then in the open sky, it's going to be cold outside, so please take care of that as well. If you can, then inshallah azawajal, you can do that as well. Or there is another wazifa that is a bit easier, because I'm not going to say to you that go outside, stand in the cold and recite this 500 times. And you say, we paid our debts over, but I'm ill now. So don't worry, inshallah. I've got another wazifa for you. Ya basi tu, ta at the end, not ta, ya basi tu nahi hai, ya basi tu, ta. Ya basi tu, recite that 10 times daily after dua of Fajr Salah and rub both of your hands on your face. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will increase your risk for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Coming back to the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahle Sunnat, a very beautiful question. That whose hair first turned white? Whose hair turned white first? Pehle kiske baal safed hue? And Amir Ahle Sunnat answered, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's hair was turned white first. Yani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is the Prophet of Allah, and as you know, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we learn from the scholars that after our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most high ranked Prophet of Allah is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam whose hair turned white. Now nowadays, if you bring him today now, why does the hair turn white though? There is a very beautiful story about Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He was good friends with Malakul Maut Israel alayhi salatu wasalam. And one day when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam met him, he says that, O Malakul Maut alayhi salam, before you come to take my soul away, send me a few ambassadors. Koi aise, bhej de meri taraf so I can prepare myself. So after some while, some years later, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And he mentions that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said that, O Malakul Maut, I said to you, send me a few ambassadors before you come to take my soul away. Where's your ambassadors? So Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, O Prophet of Allah, before you had black hair, then your hair turned white. Before your eyesight was good, your hearing was good, we weakened. Before your back was strong and straight, and then your back was bent and weak, these were my ambassadors to you. Now today, if we look at that ourselves, that was a lesson for us. You know, today we say, you know, my hair turned white. Nahi ji, I get too much. Mujhe zukam bada hua tha. I get too much zukam. And because of that, I had flu. I've been ill for a long time. You know, I've been in hospital. I've been taking the medicine. Because of the medicine and because of all these problems that I've gone through, my hair's turned white. My eyesight has gone weak. Whereas I'm alright. I'm fit. Taking Pyare Islam by you. The thing is, that was a sign from Malakul Maut alayhi salam that get ready, I'm coming to you as well. We all believe, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Our death is just around the corner. We don't know when we are going to die. We do not know when our time is going to be up in this world. Whenever that time is, it's not going to be a second here or there, we will leave this world. Let's prepare for ourselves. Even if you are 20 years old, don't say to yourself that I'm going to be 30 years old, my hair's going to turn white. After that, ma'azallah, I'm going to start, you know, trying to prepare for my next life, my when I get old, I'm going to prepare, you know, offering my salah. Don't ever think like that. That is the whisper of the shaitan, and that is what the shaitan is trying to take you away from. And inshallah, azza wa jal, as Muslims, dear Islam, by you, we should be remembering that Allah Ta'ala created us for His worship. So that, but to hair that's turned white, the eyesight that's gone weak, that hearing that's gone weak, that back that was strong and is gonna get weak, it's not because you had a hard life, it's because your time is up, your time is very near. Prepare for yourself. I've talked to a lot of people, and each time, you know, alhamdulillah, if you're in the Madani Mahol, you've got some kind of Islamic knowledge, some, you know, people do say that, yeah, you know, our time is near. We all know, you don't have to be old to die, you don't have to be having a weak eyesight, a weak hearing, or a bad back, you know, so that you're about to die. You can be fit and healthy, and so many people have passed away. Those who were fit and healthy, they've died as well. So we are going to die one day as well. Now prepare for your life, prepare your hereafter. And Amir al-Sunnat, what a beautiful Madani pearl he gives, that when you feel ill, jab banda bimar hota hai na, think about your hereafter, think about your grave. Maybe this illness, you know, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will remove your sins. Guna muaf hote hain. Your sins are being forgiven. Because you're going through this problem. Allah Ta'ala is forgiving your sins. This problem is wiping away your sins. Just like we hear from the scholars that anyone who has fever, bukhar, then that fever, that bukhar will be, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, burning away your sins. So first thing is, don't say bad to any illness because it is from Allah Ta'ala. Maybe it's a test for us. You've heard about Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. He was ill for about 7 years. Yet look at how patience, how much sabr he had. In the same way, we need to be in that, inshallah, learn from Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. So inshallah, next time when you are ill, or if you are watching me at home and you are ill, then don't worry. This is from Allah Ta'ala. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever situation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal. Remember this dua. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal. That all praise be to Allah in every situation. Just have a smile on your face. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, He is the one who is going to give you shifa. Either your shifa is through medicine, your shifa is through spiritual cures. It is always from Allah Azza wa Jal. So have some, inshallah, patience as well. I'm going to come back to this topic as well. How we need to take care of those who are ill as well. And what else we can do as well. We've got a call as well. So let's take a call first, inshallah.
My name is Hafsa Iqbal from Bradford, UK. Can you give me a spiritual cure for indigestion? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khaira for the call. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, spiritual cure for indigestion. We had an Islamic sister who sent in a message that she is struggling from depression. It's a very bad illness, is depression. Sometimes you might see a person who's depressed. You know, they might be physically fine, nothing wrong with them. Most of the time, those people, sadly, who have depression, they'll be, you know, sitting alone and they'll be thinking too many things. And they won't look ill, but they are ill. And depression is a very, very bad illness as well. Now, if anyone does have depression, you know, try to help them in any way you can. Inshallah, azawajal, that will be ghame ummat and inshallah, azawajal, sadaqah on your behalf, inshallah, azawajal. Now, there is a istikhara that you can read, wazifa, sorry. 60 times daily. If you blow on water and drink whilst reading, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Read it 60 times and blow on water and drink. All worries and sorrows will be inshallah overcome. This act also helps to overcome nervousness. Banda pareshan hota hai, nervous hai. You know, there's a problem. You know, inshallah azza wa jal, it will help for that as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, koshish kare inshallah azza wa jal. There might be many people out there who need this help. And I've met with a lot of people that are sadly, you know, depressed. They've got depression. So inshallah azza wa jal, if you know someone who is struggling with depression, do me a favor, send this wazifa to them as well. Inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will give you the barakat and inshallah will give you reward for helping another Muslim as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Ji, there is also a wazifa of someone who is ill. If you can recite Ya Salamu 111 times and then performing dhamm on an ill person will provide him relief, inshallah azza wa jal. So if someone is ill or someone has depression, then recite 111 times. Now this brother, he had indigestion problem. So if you can recite 111 times yourself if you want, and then just blow on yourself, and if it's someone else, then if it's your mahram, then inshallah recite 111 times and blow on that person, inshallah Allah ta'ala will give them shifa as well. And also there is another wazifa that you can read as well. A patient who has been ill a long time should recite Ya Mu'idu all the time. So if you've been ill, and I know a few people who are ill and they've been ill for a long time, Allah Ta'ala give them shifa as well. Again, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, that could be a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't give up hope. Don't all ma'azallah start talking, you know, bad about Allah Azza wa Jal, bad about the illness, blaming him, blaming that person. Allah Ta'ala, you know best, I know. You know, sometimes those people who are not ill, we don't understand what that person goes through. Lekin fir bhi koshish kare inshallah Azza wa Jal, recite this beautiful wazifa, Ya Mu'idu, keep on reciting it, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We've got another message. Please let me know any dua to get married. My parents have been searching for past 8 years. Please can you give me dua for my rizq? So the wazifa for rizq we gave you before, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. The wazifa for rizq was if we can recite Ya Musabbib al-Asbab 500 times before and after durood e pak inshallah azza wa jal, after Isha namaz, bareheaded, make dua in the open sky. Or the easiest wazifa that was, if you recite 10 times after farz namaz of fajr, the wazifa of Ya Basitu, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will give you barakat in your rizq, inshallah azza wa jal. And for the other person that you want wazifa for marriage, inshallah, shadi ka wazifa, I'll give you that later on, inshallah. I would like to be a rich person. I'm called Abid from Uganda. Allah Ta'ala make you rich from the heart as well. And may Allah Ta'ala give you so much that you can handle. You know, not always, it's always good for a person to be rich. What are you going to do when you get rich? You're still going to die. You're still going to go through the problems that a normal person goes through. You know, always make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us steadfastness. Allah Ta'ala gives us qana'at, that whatever that He has given us, we are steadfast on that. Not always being rich. There's a story about someone who came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asked for the same dua, I want to be rich. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him a few times, you know, be content, have shukr that whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you. But he still insisted that he wanted to be rich. And the end of the story is that ma'azallah, he denied the farziyat, the compulsory act of zakat. He did not pay his zakat at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went back to the sahaba ikram and they did not take zakat of him. And that person died as a kafir. So never ever, you know, always, you know, we don't know what the intention of this Islamic brother is. that he wants to be rich. Maybe he wants to be rich so that he can give money to the poor. Maybe he wants to be rich so that he and his family can have a better life and he can give sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give you more. The Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the richest person in Medina, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great businessman, a very rich person. I wish we can be rich like these people. They were rich, yet Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they were the pillars of Islam at that time. The amount of money, sadaqah, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would give so much money in the way of Allah, so much that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Usman, Allah Ta'ala has granted you paradise. You can do whatever in your life now." Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Usman Ghani's wealth was for Islam. If our wealth is for Islam, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we can donate and give towards the Islam, and many people do, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Muslim world, people give a lot of money as well. You know, you can only see that in Ramadan. So, to be honest with you, to help Islam, to donate in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, it doesn't really mean you are poor or rich. It means what's in your heart. You know, this has to be rich. Ye dil jo hai na, ye ameer hona chahiye. Then are you going to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? Ji, another brother, if someone gets white hair in early 20s, are you saying that they're about to die? No, they're not about to die. But what I'm saying is, if someone gets hair in white, you know, so many people we've seen that who died in, you know, where they have black hair as well. So it doesn't mean that if you have white hair or you have black hair. What I meant was, maybe I couldn't explain it properly. What I meant was that when we get white hair, just think to yourself that this white hair is one of the signs that I'm getting older and older. No doubt every day, every second, we are getting older and closer to our death. We always need to be ready. Whoever sent this message, may Allah Ta'ala give you a very long and healthy life. And may Allah Ta'ala give you a life in Islam, so that you can inshallah preach the message of Islam. And all of us, all of the viewers, all the Muslims, may Allah Ta'ala grant every one of them a long, healthy life, full of Islam and deen, so that inshallah we can propagate our beautiful deen of Islam as well. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Islami brother asked the wazifa for marriage. Now, if you have a problem for marriage, recite Suratul Ikhlas 41 times when sleeping and make dua for marriage only. Recite Salat, yani Durood e Paak 11 times before and after. Make an intention that in the wedding ceremony, you will refrain from films, dramas, songs, music, and pictures, including the arts, which are against the teachings of the Sunnah. So, iska Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, a very beautiful method. Recite 11 times Durood in the beginning, and then 41 times Surat Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, and then 11 times Durood e Paak as well, and make dua for that purpose, for your marriage, if it's a boy or if it's a girl. Make dua for that purpose, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah give you a better result, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You'll have good news. Lekin niyat ye karein. The most important thing is no films, no songs, you know, all these so-called parties and all these functions, ma'azallah, that are haram, haram and haram. No one says that they're bad. Even though those people who do these kind of haram functions, they'll all tell you, ji pata sa ki ye nahi karna chahiye na, kya karna puttar hi kahi hai. You know, Allah Ta'ala, so that means that we can do anything, haram, halal, there is no tamiz in there anymore. You know, if it's your first child, why not do the nikah, the wedding ceremony of your first child? And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it's our first child, why not do it according to Shariat? Kyun haram kaam karte hain? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to please the shaitan? We all know it's bad. Koshish karein, niyat karein. Agar shadi karani hai, to achhe tarike se karayein. I know there is a lot of influence of the family. Ye kahe ji putra ni shadi karenge, na tol na baje. You know, alhamdulillah, shadi karenge, koi haram kam ta na karne. Why do haram things for? Why break the rules of Shariat? We are bound by Shariat. Every person that has recited La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you are bound by Shariat. You are following the rules of Shariat. And the rules of Shariat are that you do not do haram things. Ye kaam na kare. Try to keep away from them. If it's your family, tell them. It's zaruri thodi hai, because your so-and-so family did a wedding and they had all these haram things. People will say, oh, janab, badi zabardast shadi hui hai. Woh shadi kahan thi? Maazallah, woh to barbadi thi. Barbadi of the Iman, barbadi of all those people that were there. Asagli, astaghfirullah, people dance, do so many things. They all know it's haram. Har kisi ko pata hai. You know, you might be watching this now and be thinking, yeah, we know it's haram, but why, what but? Ye but kyun aage aata hai? Do it for the sake of Allah. Niyat kare inshallah. Allah ta'ala give you barakat and blessing. Yeah, I want to go back to one of the Madri Muzakara of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Rulings about donating money for Isal-e-Sawab. The question was, can we donate money to any poor person for Isal-e-Sawab? Yani to gain reward, can you donate money to Isal-e-Sawab? And Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, he says, yes, you can. In fact, instead of giving him something without any purpose, it is better to give him money. So he could spend that money according to his needs. For example, if his child is suffering from an illness, then he may purchase medicine for him. The beautiful answer that Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat has given, that instead of going to a poor person and, you know, giving him something that he doesn't want, okay, that will be sadaqah on your behalf as well, but try to donate something. The best form of donation is money. Paise de. If you know that person, if I give him money, he's going to spend that money elsewhere. For example, if his family, his children, his wife, they need the money. If I give it to the husband and the wife and children, they need a roof over their head. They need this at home. They need doing this at home. They don't have pure water running at home. Then it's good to do that job for them. Because if you think that the person will spend that money, and I know sadly a few people that were given the money, instead of using that money in a wise way, they spent it elsewhere. So always, you know, do a bit of research. Study research kare when you give money. Do a bit of a research. Okay, I want to give to this family. What do this family need? If you don't know what they need, go and ask them. Don't go to them and say, "Aaji, I'm a zakat dena chahna, kya chahiye?" Don't say to them that you're going to give them zakat. You know, it's not a good way to approach someone that I'm going to give you zakat, what do you want? You know, just give them, ask them for sadaqah, that I want to help you. How can I help you in any way? And inshallah, they'll tell you that this is what we need, this is what we need. If you can give them cash, if you fear that they're going to spend it in another way, buy them that. If they don't have a fridge at home, they're really poor, if they don't have a bed to sleep on, they don't have heating at home, help them. And Pyare Islam Bhai, you'll be amazed how many poor people are living in the UK as well. Just go around, you know, in our Muslim community, go around and see how many poor people are living in the UK that are below the poverty line and they need your help as well. Try to help these people as well, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we've got another call. Let's go towards the call as well, inshallah.
My name is Muhammad Yusuf. I'm studying in Jamiatul Medina in Bradford. I want to know, as a student, you want to increase your brain power and your learning ability. Are there any wazifa or du'as you can read daily that can increase your brain power? Jazakallah khair.
Ji, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We'll give you a wazifa for increase of memory power, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Someone asked about indigestion, and there are three reasons why indigestion happens. Kursi ki pusht ya diwar wagaira se tek laga kar ya khade khade ya suwari per baith kar khane se badhazmi hoti hai. So if you're leaning against the wall, yeah, or even if you sat on a chair and you're relaxed and then you eat, that will also give you badhazmi. Or if you're walking, how many times do you see that? You know, you go on weddings, you sit on chairs. If you go to a Khatam Sharif even, you see people leaning against the wall, move away from the walls. And especially when you're at home, school, or even colleges or work, you know, you go and you buy yourself a sandwich and you're eating and you're drinking and you're walking, that also gives you indigestion as well. You know, on this, let me just mention one beautiful Madani pearl that we learned from Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat is a Muslim always eats with his right hand. A Muslim always eats with his right hand. So when you're eating, try to eat with your hand. If you want to drink something, when hold the glass or whatever you're drinking, then hold it with the right hand and drink. We see people, they have a bite of sandwich, and then they drink, they have a bite with it. Is tarah haath chalta hi rehta hai. So try to avoid that. Sit down, relax, and don't sit, you know, leaning against the wall or anything. And just have some, you know, some people say, "How busy, you know, we're so busy, don't get time. Roti khane na time nahi labna." What are you doing it for then? Why are you working so hard if you can't even eat your roti? Without food, you know, you're not going to survive, are you? So koshish kare. This is what you are running day and night for, to have some food on the plate. So koshish kare. When you want to eat something, knock off for a time. You know, try to, as they say, clock off from work. 5-10 minutes, how many ever minutes you have, just sit down, relax and eat. And inshallah azawajal, you get blessing. Eat according to the sunnah. Read ya wajidu inshallah azawajal. That will inshallah build nur for you inside your stomach as well. So these were some of the reasons that are problems. Now some brother asked for quwwate hafiza, increase in memory power. 11 bar panchu namazu ke baad sar par dahna yani seedha haath rakhkar padhe. So if you have your right hand, after every salah put your right hand on your head and then recite ya qawiyyu, ya qawiyyu, ya qawiyyu. Read it 11 times inshallah azawajal. Before and after, if you can recite the Durood-e-Pak, inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give barakat and inshallah increase your memory power as well. Koshish kare inshallah. You know, and this wazifa could be done by anyone. You know, we know your exams are coming up very soon. You know, you'll have your jamia exams coming up. You'll have your school, college exams. You know, your test coming up. Right hand after every salah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, ya qawiyyu, 11 times, sallallahu ala Muhammad, inshallah, then you'll see the results. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to act upon that as well. Please, can you give me a spiritual cure for my ears? It has been ringing for over a year now. It is constant. Jazakallahu khaira. So, a wazifa for ringing ears. Kaan bolte hain. For a tali bajaniya karna. I'm going to give you the wazifa, inshallah, azawajal, so that at least you can have that wazifa and act upon that as you go, inshallah. Please, let me know the wazifa for kids. I'm married for 4 years. Keep in your duas and please let me know the wazifa for kids, inshallah. So maybe it's a viewer who doesn't have children and she wants children, inshallah. So like I said, it's not mentioned which area you are from, but inshallah, so I will give you the wazifa for inshallah, so aulad ke liye wazifa, will give you that as well. And if you have a mahram, if you can send them to the Tawizat-e-Tariya Basta, inshallah, so we can give you some tawizat there as well. The first answer for the so for someone who sent in a message that their ears keep ringing, then the wazifa for that is 21 bar, 21 times. If you read ya sami'u before and after, recite the Durood-e-Pak, ya sami'u, ya sami'u, ya sami'u, 21 times. If you can do dhamm on the ear of the patient, inshallah azza wa jal, his problem will be gone, inshallah azza wa jal. So 21 times, first recite Durood-e-Pak, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Durood-e-Pak, and then 21 times, ya sami'u, at the end recite Durood-e-Pak, blow onto the ear, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will give them shifa, inshallah azza wa jal. And for the viewer who wanted a wazifa for pious children, be'oladi ke liye, so inshallah, if you can recite 10 times, ya bari'u, on a Friday, every Friday, if you can recite this wazifa, ya bari'u, 10 times, before and after Durood-e-Pak, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless you with a son, inshallah, azza wa jal. That is Islam, we've only got a few minutes left, inshallah, we need to make dua as well. And I just wanted to mention, for those people who are ill, try to, you know, look after them, you know, try to be nice to them, you know. I know a lot of children are quite ill as well, so look after them as well. And if they're elders, then you must try to look after the elders as well. It's that type of part of the year where people will get ill. And it's sometimes really hard, you know, to look after the elders more than the children. Because children, they're small, we can look after them. But elders sometimes, you know, if you want to give them medicine, they don't want to take that medicine. They'll start arguing against you when they are ill. They'll start shouting at you. They'll start saying, you know, all sorts at you. Don't get offended, please. I beg you, don't get offended by them. They are your parents. They are your elders. Look after them and take this as a goodwill gesture that Allah Ta'ala has granted you this, that you are taking care of your elder parents or any relatives. You know, and alhamdulillah, try to look after them as much as you can. And for those who are ill, jo bimar hai, so Pyare Islam bhaiyo, number one is be patient, sabr karein. And instead of, hai, uku, mari gaya, all these kind of things, try to do the zikr of Allah. I know, like I said, it's easy for me to say that. It's sometimes not easy when you are ill yourself. And Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you know, I was ill and, you know, had such a bad headache. But Alhamdulillah, I remember this when Amir al-Sunnah was mentioning it. I remember that. And, you know, instead of saying, oh, you know, just say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So recite that, inshallah, ek to nekiya, you'll have more good deeds as well, and inshallah, you'll get barakat as well. And try to go through these wazaif that we've just said, inshallah, azawajal, you'll see the benefit of that as well. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, koshish kare, inshallah, azawajal. May Allah Ta'ala give everyone shifa, those who are ill in home, in hospitals, please take care of them if you're not ill, and if you are ill, do sabr. And another thing is, if you are at home, you're laying down, and there's not such of a problem. Instead of, you know, watching films, ma'azallah, doing all that kind of stuff, watch Madani channel. And give this invitation to all of the patients, Muslims, non-Muslims, I'll say it to them as well. Inshallah, tell them to watch Madani channel. Do the ziyarat of a waliye kamil, and inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will shower your blessings upon all of us. Make dua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu ala Nabi Yulumi Yivarihi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give shifa to all those who are ill at home in hospitals. Ya Allah, those who have flu, those who have headaches, those who have any sort of problems, those who are ill, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give them shifa. An Islamic sister who is ill at home, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, her family said to make dua for her. Ya Allah, give her shifa as well. An Islamic brother who's been diagnosed with cancer, Ya Allah, give him shifa as well. And all those who are ill, especially in these days, Ya Allah, give them all shifa. Give us all sabr. Ya Allah, whenever we are ill, give us sabr and give us the moment that, Ya Allah, we can reflect on our hereafter. Ya Allah, give blessings to all those who are watching. Give blessings to all the Muslims living around the world. Ya Allah, grant them shifa. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless young.